I start from A, and I feel like right now I'm all the way on like R. You know, I'm getting to my Z.
That was last September. Brianna Dunn was enrolled at Pellissippi State Community College through a Department of Children's Services program for former foster care kids. But it didn't work out. Brianna says she spiraled into a depression after a hard breakup with a boyfriend. She stopped turning in assignments, and then she started missing classes.
It was too late in the year to be like, oh, I want to drop these classes. I just stopped going. And it was like 3 weeks before school ended when I stopped going. I just couldn't get out the bed anymore. I just refused.
Brianna pulled herself together for another semester. Then she got fired from her job, and she'd already spent all her financial aid money.
I had to choose between eating or going to school. So I just had to drop out and just stay depressed about it. So when I talk about school, it's kind of like,
If Brianna could weather another semester on her own, she could requalify for tuition assistance. So she got a job and says she's been saving up to go back. But the promise sounds hollow, and she admits she's not really looking forward to it.
School is just like, ugh. No, I mean, nobody wants to go to school, like, ugh, school. But I think it's because it's something that I failed in, you know? Like, it's not that necessarily that I failed, but I failed. And, you know, I didn't take advantage of what I could have. Like, come on, I had people paying for my school, and I failed the semesters twice.
When she was still in college, Brianna thought she wanted to be a neonatal nurse. She says she's on her fourth career path now, from law to nursing to neonatal nursing to program assistant. She started working with babies in a child and family services program in Knoxville in March, and she loves it.
My job can't get no better than this. Unless I literally was getting paid to do nothing, then my job can't get no better. This is it for me.
So despite her setbacks, Brianna says she's doing okay. She still has an apartment and a job she loves. She's looking forward to eventually getting a car and some new furniture, maybe even a puppy. There's only one thing she says that college degree might get her.
Money. When I didn't have a job, they just made me have an ambition to earn money. Sometimes I am so exhausted at work. I am so sleepy at work. It's like I smile through it because I'm like, yes, I have a job. I don't care. I'm working.
And Brianna says she learned from foster care to focus on the positive. She says she's turning 21 soon, and that's when she loses any DCS assistance she's getting. But until then, Brianna says she plans to take full advantage of anything else the program offers.
All I have to do now is just tell myself, you're about to be an adult. Get it together. I'm doing okay now.
And that's pretty much Brianna's outlook on life. She may not be exactly where she wants to be, but then again, she says, look at how long it took to get to where she is. The road ahead could be just as hard, but it could also be just as full of possibilities. I'm Christine Jessel, WUOT News.